Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. When you fast, do not be like the hypocrites. Notice Jesus says, when you fast, not if you fast. The words that were read momentarily from Matthew 6 are the words that are recorded in Scripture known as the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount has words in it that are often the favorite of people, like the Beatitudes. But as you read the Sermon on the Mount, you realize that Jesus is really a hard taskmaster. At first it sounds nice, but then you read it carefully, and then you come to realize that there's a lot of law in that Sermon on the Mount. And he warns his disciples not to relax the law in its any amount, a single dot. And so Jesus begins to teach, you have heard that it was said, but I say to you. And so by those words, Jesus turns into somewhat of a hard nose when it comes to those commandments. And then he says, how well you need to obey the commandments. And he says, you therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And right before those words, we have those words we heard. When you give to the needy, when you pray, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites. Now, prayer and giving to the poor, we have a kind of a picture of what that looks like. The word that we really have a problem with is fasting. Fasting. It seems like fasting is a bit too physical for us. It doesn't seem like something Lutherans should be concerned about, but yet Jesus says, when you fast. Fasting, obviously, involves hunger. And we all have an idea of what hunger is like. And then fasting is the opposite of that. Fasting means abstaining. And not just abstaining from chocolate or coffee or something like that, but abstaining from food. It's not a spiritual weight loss program at all. Properly done, fasting will leave you hungry with an actual ache in your stomach. You might know something about that. But again, what does that have to do with the Christian faith? With Lent? Why are we talking about fasting? After Pontius Pilate had questioned Jesus, he brought him out to the crowd wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate's words to the crowd were profound, and in them was an unintentional sermon. He said, behold the man. In Jesus, God is man. The word become flesh. And in that way, he is like you. The only begotten of the Father from eternity is now the one born of the Virgin Mary. He is like you. Behold the man. And like you, he has skin and bones, teeth, hair, lungs, blood, hands and feet, lips and tongue, the whole anatomy. He eats, breathes, walks, sleeps, prays, weeps, and bleeds. He rises after his death, and he ascends again in the flesh. And he will come again, as we confess, in the flesh, completely human and divine, two perfect natures in one indivisible person. He's just like you, except in one very important way, he has no sin. His human nature is perfect, unspoiled by Adam's rebellion. He was tempted in every way, yet without sin. And so again, why fasting? Just a preview of coming events. Sunday, the first Sunday in Lent, the gospel reading is from Matthew. Matthew chapter 4, in which Jesus, after his baptism, goes into the wilderness, and there in the wilderness he fasts for 40 days and then is tempted by the devil. This fasting for Jesus is the real thing. For 40 days he ate nothing. We hear in Matthew, and Luke also records it, that Jesus was hungry. And you can imagine 40 days, hungry might be a bit of an understatement. Now for God, going 40 days without eating wouldn't be a big issue at all. But for Jesus, the man who took on human flesh, and that human flesh needs sustenance, it's a different story. Behold the man who fasts for you. The first Adam sinned by eating. The second Adam fasts before enduring the onslaught of the temptation of Satan. Behold the man who assumes that his disciples will also fast. The season of Lent nowadays is almost like fasting. It's hard to explain it to people what Lent is. Who has time for a season of repentance? Who wants to give away more money? Lent, like fasting, is also physical. The Germans called this penitential season Fastenzeit, literally meaning fasting time. So the disciplines of Lent are prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And these are so that you can guard against becoming too spiritual. Too spiritual in being turned inward, an inward spirituality. You see, it's interesting to think about Adam and Eve in the garden when they were tempted by Satan. What did Satan tempt them with? He didn't tempt them to leave God, abandon God altogether. No. The temptation was, you can be like God. You can be spiritual, but you will be spiritual turned in upon yourself, a false spirituality. And so Adam and Eve fell. They preferred this kind of spiritual looking inwardness over the physical. The same thing happened with Israel. Once they had arrived in the promised land, they quickly abandoned the very physical way of worshiping that God had set out for them. And how was that worship designed? Offering sacrifices in the temple, very physical. Instead, they turned their back on that, and they adopted more spiritual, less precise worship of the Baals and the Asherahs in the high places. And so today we hear people saying things like, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious, whatever that means. And you don't have to go to church to be a Christian. And it's an attempt to substitute a safer, spiritualized, looking inward upon myself rather than the real fleshly realities of Christianity and Christian worship. So at Lent, it's time for us to give up those pious platitudes. You see, God sent his Son in the flesh to rescue you and me. Behold the man. In Jesus, in whom the fullness of God dwells in bodily form, you who have flesh and blood have hope. Jesus fasted for you. He is God who can eat, but abstains from eating to deny the flesh what it desires. He fasted for your tendency to prefer the spiritual, the inwardness, to be like God, a false spirituality. Jesus endured temptation and never sinned so that he could be the man to redeem all mankind. So fast to discipline your flesh. Fast so that you learn to control your desires. Fast and let the rumblings of your stomach teach you that your stomach is not your God, just as your time and your money are not your own. Give alms, tithes, and offerings until you know that money is not the source of your security or happiness. Behold the man. Behold the man who fasted for you. His flesh is your comfort in temptation and your hope in need. But here in this place, break the fast. Here at this altar, you eat and drink for the forgiveness of your sins. In Lent or any time, let your hunger lead you to this altar, where you will hunger and thirst no more. Here is the food that endures to eternal life. Here is the drink that quenches your deepest thirst. Here at the altar is the man who gives himself to you to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of your sins. In the bread and the wine, behold the man. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.